You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Locked On Broncos. This is your host, Cody Rourke, writer, contributor over at predominantlyorange.com, covering all things orange and blue. Head over to predominantlyorange.com right now for the latest news, analysis, and articles on all things Denver Broncos, as well as NFL analysts covering the National Football League and the Denver Broncos. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Now, a lot of different things have been happening within the Denver Broncos offseason transition. Now we're in phase two of the offseason program. A lot of, you know, on-air stuff, offense going, defensive stuff, drills, all that stuff. Nothing too specific. Some install things. The Denver Broncos are getting everything ready for the 2018 season. Now, on today's episode of Locked On Broncos, we're going to talk about Chad Kelly and Paxton Lynch as they will battle in training camp for the backup quarterback position. And really, we're going to take a deep analysis into everything that we have to consider going into training camp with these two guys. And there's not going to be any competition for the starting quarterback job. Case Keenum has that wrapped up, and a lot of people still want to talk about that. So I'm going to talk about, you know, just the perception of the Denver Broncos heading into 2018 from the national media, and why a lot of fans shouldn't really invest too much in rankings, projections, or what media analysts really have to say in terms of predicting where, you know, the Denver Broncos are going to end up in 2018. I think it's absolutely pointless to predict schedules. I think it's absolutely pointless to predict how a player is going to do. We can talk about surprise players who we think are going to make an impact, but overall, I really believe that the Denver Broncos 2018 season, all the work begins right now in the offseason conditioning, the OTAs, everything along those lines, and that stuff we're going to talk about here on Locked On Broncos heading up into things. And obviously, anytime we get breaking news or some big news pieces, we're going to have obviously a reaction to that in every single category here at Locked On Broncos. Now, before we get into everything, I want to take the time to tell you guys, I apologize for the lack of episodes in the last week and a half. It's been absolutely hectic. As most of you know, I'm a teacher, I'm a high school football coach, and we got graduation, and I'm also a student myself, getting this master's degree, you know, but that's no excuse. You know, we are going to bring the show format really in the next couple of weeks is going to get back to full time, but for the next week, 2 weeks here, we're going to have a Wednesday and a Thursday show to kind of go over and talk all things Broncos news throughout the week, and then in 2.5 weeks, we're going to go full time. So very excited about that, and, you know, glad to be back to a full time status. For all you listeners, I know the wait has been a little, you know, off, and it's been time consuming, and I apologize for any inconveniences, because we strive to bring you the best Denver Broncos coverage on the podcast, you know, atmosphere. So I think that's important to note there. So without further ado, let's talk about the Denver Broncos as they transition to the offseason and obviously phase two of OTAs, getting ready for that. Now, some news, D'Angelo Henderson, you know, crazy news. Yesterday was involved in an accident. Well, the driver of a car that had hit him was eluding police, and she was under the influence of drugs as well. He flipped his Jeep and landed on the top of the Jeep. And luckily, he came away with barely any injuries, you know, maybe some whiplash there, and he's going to go through some concussion stuff, but overall he came away relatively healthy, which is a very, very important thing, and that could have been very bad. And if you go back and you look at the picture of the vehicle turned upside down, thankfully he's okay, because I couldn't even imagine what he went through there. And you also have to take into consideration how traumatizing that can be as well for D'Angelo Henderson. Anybody who's involved in some kind of accident like that, or, you know, I just think that we really have to take into consideration the mental health of athletes. I think that's very important, because we look at athletes, a lot of people, and I get guilty of this sometimes too, and I have to do a better job of this. We sometimes look at these professional athletes as robots, as guys who just go out there and play football, and, you know, they're human. They're absolutely human. So I think we really need to, you know, kind of change the way that we view things with our athletes. So luckily he is okay. Very, very big news there. And other Broncos news, undrafted free agent tackle from Utah, Lowell Lutulelei, he retired. So the Denver Broncos waived him. He returned his $15,000 signing bonus. He came in and pretty much said that football wasn't for him. him anymore. He wants to get into coaching, which is a cool avenue, and he can use his college experience and transition into the NFL for a little bit as some kind of motivational factor, and he can get into coaching. But the Denver Broncos, you know, with him, I don't really believe he had necessarily a strong opportunity to get into the game, to play for the Denver Broncos in 2018. They do have a lot of depth on the line. Domantas Peko, you have Kyle Peko, the Peko cousins, and you just got some depth there. Shelby Harris. The Broncos defensive line is absolutely scary on paper right now, and a lot of people are talking about, you know, what the Denver Broncos have to do with Shane Ray or Shaquille Barrett, you know, with the Bradley Chubb addition in the NFL draft, and I say it clear as day. Shane Ray is going to play in 2018 for the Denver Broncos. Now, what's going to happen here is this is going to be a great point for Shane Ray to prove his worth to the Denver Broncos. He'll probably hit free agency in 2019. He'll probably go on to another team. A lot of people are suggesting he may go to the Kansas City Chiefs because, you know, Kansas City, his hometown. You know, he's got a tattoo of the Chiefs logo on there representing his hometown. So there's a lot of speculation he could end up back in Kansas City and he could end up as a Chief next year. Now, the Denver Broncos are primed to pretty much offer Shaquille Barrett a contract extension here this year. He's been a bill of health, a great example of a guy who can stay healthy and be productive. And I think the Denver Broncos want to have that option there, especially on their pass rushing side, in case Bradley Chubb or Von Miller, you know, knock on wood, hopefully they don't get hurt. But if, in case of an injury, Shaquille Barrett is a guy you want on the Denver Broncos, period. And he's very reliable. As I said, he was one of the Broncos' best edge defenders at keeping outside contained in the run game. He squeezed down the line of scrimmage, which was absolutely important. And he didn't let anybody really get outside of him. And that is something that we've seen Shane Ray do quite often in his tenure as a Denver Bronco. Now, Shane Ray is a phenomenal pass rusher. Don't get me wrong about that. He's a phenomenal pass rusher, but he also struggles in keeping contained and being a pillar and run support on the edge. But he's very good at sniffing out the screen. So Shaquille Barrett, the Broncos can do a multitude of things with him this year. They can obviously put him as an outside linebacker in certain situations and move Bradley Chubb to D end, or vice versa. They can have Bradley Chubb as an outside linebacker and move Shaquille Barrett to D end. If you want to be able to keep contained while also getting to the quarterback, that's a perfect combination. And Joe Woods has a lot of options to do in terms of that. And also, the Denver Broncos were rumored to be interested in offering DeMarcus Ware a consultant type position with the team to help out their pass rushers, to work with them. I don't know if it would be a full-time gig for the NFL during the summer or if it would be a regular season type thing. It could be one of those internships that we saw former Broncos defensive back Nick Ferguson do with the Denver Broncos in 2015. He had the opportunity to be a coaching intern all summer. Well, Shane Ray could really benefit from it. Shaquille Barrett could benefit from it. Obviously, Von Miller loves DeMarcus Ware. Bradley Chubb could get some extensive knowledge from him as well, and having him as a pass rush coach either into training camp, OTAs, or even throughout the regular season would be absolutely huge. I know the Dallas Cowboys are very interested in DeMarcus Ware's services as well. So that's something we'll monitor over here at Locked On Broncos. But before we get to talking about Chad Kelly and Paxton Lynch, let's take the time to talk about the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, everything is expanding in 2018 for the Locked On Podcast Network. You have the Locked On NBA Network, the Locked On NFL branch, and now the Locked On MLB branch, where it's continuing to grow, and the Locked On Podcast Network is growing ever more in 2018. Head on over to LockedOnSports.com for all the latest news from every single sport on the Locked On Podcast Network. So let's jump into talking about Chad Kelly and Paxton Lynch. This is the talk of the town. Now, Chad Kelly had the opportunity alongside Jake Butt to attend the Denver Broncos rookie mini camp last week. And Chad Kelly can absolutely throw the football. He was very impressive in throwing drills and obviously connected with Jake Butt and some of his rookie receivers and also some tight ends. And I think it's important to note that Chad Kelly, and I'm going to be honest here, when I first found out the Broncos, you know, with Mr. Irrelevant back in 2017 when they picked up Chad Kelly, I had no idea, in all honesty, that Chad Kelly was going to become a candidate to be the backup quarterback to Case Keenum for the Denver Broncos. Now, a few months ago, we had no idea what Chad Kelly's, you know, future was with the Denver Broncos. What it was going to hold and what the Denver Broncos were going to do with him, if he was going to be a practice squad guy or a 1 to 2 year practice squad guy and then he gets released and goes to some team and bounces around. But many people forget that Chad Kelly was a first round to a third round talent, you know, through a lot of even Mike Mayock's grades. He was that kind of a talent. Now, the reason he dropped to Mr. history relevant was a lot of it was because of character issues. Now, furthermore, we've seen in the National Football League how important character is. And, you know, Chad Kelly had some questionable offenses. You know, he threatened to shoot up a bar with an AK-47. That was the most concerning part of that. But, you know, I think we got to look into things a little bit deeper. You know, I don't know what was going on with Chad Kelly, but if you go back and you watch him at Ole Miss, he's beaten Auburn. He's beaten these big SEC teams. I think the big win is obviously when you can go and you can beat Alabama. He's got a big arm. He's got the opportunity to make those throws across the middle of the field in tight windows. And I think that's something that the Denver Broncos were really excited about. Now, most of the time we thought that it was just a favor, John Elway giving that favor to Jim Kelly, his uncle. But more so now, Chad Kelly has an opportunity, and a lot of people were shocked, including myself primarily. We were very shocked when we heard John Elway say that Paxton Lynch and Chad Kelly were going to compete for the backup quarterback position. I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but to me, this tells me a multitude of things. It tells me that, you know, they drafted Paxton Lynch in the first round to try to be the guy for the Denver Broncos back in 2016. Well, that didn't work out. They brought in Chad Kelly as a favor, but he's got a lot of promise to him. A lot of people are very impressed by the upside that is Chad Kelly, and obviously working with Bill Musgrave and quarterbacks coach. I think there's a bunch of different options that the Denver Broncos have here. Now, Case Keenum is a guy who is absolutely electric compared to what the Denver Broncos have had at quarterback since Peyton Manning. And that might be a hot take. Some of you guys may disagree with me. There are a lot of people that still support Trevor Siemian. I have nothing against Trevor Siemian. I supported him. I rooted for him. And I wanted him to succeed, but it just didn't work out. It really didn't work out, and that's unfortunate. But when we look at Paxton Lynch, he was supposed to be the guy in 2016. 2017, he couldn't beat out Trevor Siemian 2 years in a row. So the storyline that we're looking at here is Paxton Lynch versus Chad Kelly in training camp for the backup quarterback position. And the narrative that I'm already hearing and seeing all over the media world is, well, Paxton Lynch has the opportunity as a first-round pick to, once again, try to beat out a seventh-round draft pick. So, you know, I like Chad Kelly. I got to see more from Chad Kelly. I hope during this time of being in the NFL, he's had a lot of maturity. Now, he switched up his diet. He went from eating unhealthy, greasy food to spinach, rice, and grilled chicken. So that's absolutely important. Diet in the NFL is important. It tells me he's taking his new transition, his new rule very seriously. And I think you have to in the National Football League. Now, I don't know if a lot of you guys have met NFL players or know them, but they have an extensive diet that they have to follow. And if they don't follow it, it can really derail a lot of things. You know, we had the incident one time where Von Miller accidentally ate, I believe it was McDonald's, or he ate something that wasn't very, it was a fast food place, and he got sick. He had the flu for it, and he also had to sit out a couple days of practice for it. But, you know, NFL diets are very, very healthy normally. You know, a lot of NFL players are switching to a vegan diet, which is very interesting. I'm eager to, you know, see the player theory on what diet works best for them, because the NFL season is grueling. Your muscles have to be in tip-top shape for recovery. And I think the Broncos' new strength and conditioning coach, Lauren Lando, has done a phenomenal job early on talking to these guys about proper technique in the weight room, the importance of lifting weights continually, and not just when you get to OTAs and the off-season conditioning part. You have to do it year-round. You have to lift, take care of your body. Your body is a temple, and the Denver Broncos have it on their shirts. Iron sharpens iron, so all these guys are working in the weight room together, trying to better one another, and through that iron sharpens iron, you have to take that from a physical standpoint, a health standpoint, and a mental standpoint. I think it's super important, and that's been the mantra for the Denver Broncos since 2015, so they're keeping the mantra going. It's a very good mantra, and I'm very excited to see what the Denver Broncos have in store for 2018. I'm not going to get into any projections or anything, because I don't think that's beneficial. I don't think that really does anything. Now, we can tweet it, we can speculate, we can talk about it, but games have to be played. There are a lot of continuing factors that go on. Obviously, training camp, making sure guys don't get hurt in training camp, preseason, making sure when you get to the NFL regular season that you have the right rotations. You're trying to get a feel for what you're going to be like in a competitive situation with your starters against other NFL starters. And I think there's just an accumulation of things that really have to go in order for the Denver Broncos to really gain a true feel on what their identity is going to be in 2018. Now, you can't look too much into the first 3 weeks or the first 5 weeks in the National Football League. The Denver Broncos did that last year, and then they lost 8 games in a row after starting off 3-1 heading into the bye week. So I think when we look at the Denver Broncos in 2018, let's really look at their identity as to be determined. I'm really confident with hearing the coaches and OTAs during this, phase two part of the camp. They're coaching their positions. There's not a lot of distractions. There's no drama. There's no media hyperbole that a lot of people are looking into. Now you have a backup quarterback battle. I think that it's going to go down to probably the final week of preseason to determine who's going to be the backup quarterback for the Denver Broncos. We're going to see a lot of Chad Kelly. We're going to see a lot of Paxton Lynch here in camp. And we'll be there for training camp here for the Denver Broncos. So we'll have you covered over here at Locked On Broncos for all training camp news, updates, interviews, player feedback as well. So very excited about that. But you know what? Don't get your hopes up too much. There are a lot of articles out there, a lot of people trying to grade the Denver Broncos, trying to project where the Denver Broncos are going to end up. And you just can't do that in the National Football League. Games have to be played, and obviously things have to go in a certain order for success to be a true measurable element that we're going to look at. So I'm very excited about the Denver Broncos 2018. Question marks are good. Not really knowing, having that uncertainty, not having too high of expectations or too low of expectations. Just kind of, you know, playing it by ear is very important. I know as a sports fan and as a guy who's played football at a professional level for many years, who's coached it at the high school level for many years, football is the most unpredictable sport that you can absolutely think of. You know, things can go well for two quarters and then you have one collapse in the third quarter and the game can completely change. One play can completely change the course of a game or the course of an entire season. And I think not a lot of people realize that. So very excited about that. I think the NFL is going to be exciting in 2018. There's a lot of competitive teams in the AFC. The Los Angeles Chargers are a tough and up-and-coming team. They have a lot of talent on that roster as of right now on paper. And John Elway came out yesterday and said, you know, they're the team to beat in the AFC West right now, he believes, because they have a lot of returning guys, a lot of experienced guys, and some key pickups. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs still are going to be tough a little bit. The question mark for them is Patrick Mahomes. So we're going to have a Locked On Chiefs crossover show here very shortly on Locked On Broncos. We're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes and what the guys, Ryan Tracy, Chris Clark, have over there at Locked On Chiefs in terms of where they see the Chiefs and what they thought of the Chiefs offseason as they look to contend and obviously compete for the AFC West title once again in 2018. So without further ado, this is your host, Cody Rourke. We'll be back tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Broncos. Good night and go Broncos.